Okay, so I have a message for all of you out there who are feeling like you're running out of things to talk about. You're feeling like you don't know what to say in your emails or your content, or you're feeling just kind of like you're repeating the same things over and over and over again. You're bored of what you're talking about. Any of that, I have a message for you. Welcome to Your Intentional Life, the show for online course creators and coaches ready to live on their terms. I'm Brittany Bailey, and I'm here to help you get intentional about your marketing and mindset so you can do just that. So far, I've built a thriving six-figure business from the ground up and worked with some of the top internet marketing minds out there. But I'm not done yet, and I have a feeling you aren't either. So let's jump right in and get on with today's episode. Okay, so if I knew who to credit this quote to, I would credit them. Maybe if you know, you can message me. So I was at Funnel Hacking Live 2020, and I know what room I was sitting in. I just don't remember which speaker it was or if they were quoting someone else. But I heard the line that by the time you are absolutely sick of talking about what you're talking about is when the world starts paying attention. And I was like, okay, yeah, that can't really be true though, right? We all have our audience and people know, people know us, people know what we talk about, people know our journey, all of that, right? But I've had two experiences in the last week that have made me think that that quote is actually true. And so I was, as you know, if you listen to the podcast, I just had a launch recently for a masterclass, and then I rolled right into my signature program, Email Copy School. And as I was preparing for that, I was collecting some social proof, some testimonials, some things like that. And one of my more like flagship clients, I guess, or banner clients, whatever you would want, I have written for Russell Brunson before, right? For about 18 months, I wrote his emails. And so as I was preparing for this, that kept coming up, and I kept finding myself shying away from throwing that out there. And part of it is I just feel a little bit uncomfortable with like that much attention. Typically, when people find that out, it's like, oh my gosh, what was I working with him? What was it like working with the team? Did you meet this person? Did you meet that person? And it's like a lot. But also, I felt like I have said this so much, and I felt like I didn't want to say it again. And it's so repetitive, and it's so like, you know, just annoying to bring it up again and again and again. And yet, when I released those testimonials, I got a slew of messages from people saying, oh my gosh, I had no idea that you came from that place. I had no idea that you had written for him. And then on top of that, I had people messaging me saying, oh, I didn't know you just focused on email copy. And I feel like this is all that I talk about, right? I feel like I'm so just email. And then I get these messages, and I do not have a big platform, right? So I have like maybe 1,000 followers on Instagram. So I know a lot of my followers. And when I see these messages, I'm like, interesting. Okay. So as I'm going back and revisiting what I was hearing at FHL 2020, I'm like, okay, maybe it's true. Maybe we feel like we're beating a dead horse. Maybe we feel like we're saying the same thing again and again and again. But in the grand scheme of things, if you think about the people that you follow, the people that are in your world, you probably miss things from them, right? You probably are not seeing 100% of the things that they're putting out. And I know that that's the case with my audience, right? Obviously, like if I'm putting this out and I feel like I've talked about it again and again and again, and I put it out and I get messages from people saying I had no idea, I'm like, oh, okay, that is interesting, right? We're in our own world as coaches and as course creators and as experts. Like we're in our own world and we see every piece of content we create, obviously. We see every blog post that goes out, and we feel like we're just talking about the same thing over and over and over again. But in reality, we're part of a massive online community, right? We're part of all of these people who are vying for the attention of maybe our same demographic, right? And so it was so interesting to me to see it play out in my own life, where I was talking about things that I always shy away from talking about, because I'm like, I only ever talk about email. I only ever reference writing with Russell Brunson because that was like my big client, right? I felt like I was just repeating these things over and over and over again. And yet it wasn't. Or maybe I was, but it wasn't landing, right? So it was so interesting for me to see that play out. And then the interesting thing was it rolled right into something. So as I was launching, Julie Stoyan is one of my business coaches, right? I've worked with her for almost as long as I've been online, right? And so as I was preparing for this launch, I was Voxering with her back, using Voxer with her back and forth. And we were going back and forth about her strategy. And I was like, oh, is that what you mean? Is that what you're talking about? And it clicked for me. And I know that she has talked about this particular strategy for years. And I know that I've even seen blog posts with her talking about this. I've seen lives with her talking about this. I've seen all kinds of things, but it never fully clicked until she framed it just a slightly different way, until we had a slightly different conversation around it. And it made me think that there are so many of us out there, and we have kind of gotten used to saying things in a certain way, right? Like the way that I describe that I write emails from the bottom to the top, I've been saying that for years. And then when I came out and I posted this thing, I called it the dessert first method. And I talked about why I start at the bottom of an email. I had all kinds of messages of people being like, whoa, this is so cool. I'm like, I've been saying this for like two years. And it's so interesting to me that we can have these conversations over and over and over again. And it's like, you just have to say it in the right way to the right person to get the light bulb moment. And that doesn't happen if we're in our heads thinking that, oh, I've said this already five times, or, oh, I've already said this. I've already talked about this. I have to come up with something new, something fresh, something different. Like, yes, we need to have content plans in place. Yes, we need to always be growing. But at the same time, our audience really has not grasped a lot of the things that we're talking about yet, right? Our audience is still needing to hear these things from us. And you can kind of tell, right? If you're seeing the same question, you're like, okay, I'm seeing this question and I know that I've answered it. So maybe I need to tweak the way that I'm answering it. Maybe I need to tweak the medium in which I'm answering it. Maybe it's not a podcast episode. Maybe it's a guest training, right? We're talking about the same thing in different ways. And I think it's so critical for us to realize and recognize that we are here to serve the people who we set out to serve, right? We're here to reach our audience and our demographic. And sometimes that means saying the same thing over and over and over again, right? Sometimes that means repeating ourselves. Sometimes that means figuring out a different way, yet a different way to say the same thing, right? Julie always talks about, she calls it the chicken example. I can't remember exactly why, but she talks about how you can talk about chicken in all these different ways, or sell chicken in all these different ways, right? There's fried chicken, there's baked chicken, there's grilled chicken, there's all these different things. She's like, you're always talking about chicken, but you can just try these different ways, try these different avenues to get your point across, right? To get your message across. And it might feel like you're repeating yourself. All you're doing is talking about chicken. All I'm doing is talking about emails. All I'm doing is talking about mindset. I feel like I talk about it 90% of my life. But that's kind of the game, isn't it? Right? That's kind of why we're here, is to communicate with these people who we've set out to say, yes, I can help you, right? And so it all kind of came full circle for me. It all kind of came back for me as I was recalling what happened at FHL 2020 when I heard that the time we're sick of talking about what we're talking about is just about the time where people start paying attention. And I have experienced that now firsthand, and I have also experienced it as a student of somebody who I have followed for 4+ years and seen this and then been like, oh, that's what you're talking about. You know, if she had gotten sick of talking about that, and if she had not bothered to bring it up in our conversation because she was like, oh, I'm sure she's seen my posts, or oh, I'm sure she's seen this, or, you know, she's been following me for years, I don't want to repeat myself. If she had gotten in her head, then I would not have had the breakthrough that I had. right? If she had said, oh, I'm sick of talking about this, or, oh, I have to come up with a new fancy thing, right? If I have to reinvent this, then I wouldn't have had that breakthrough, right? It was because I had heard it in all these different ways that when she finally said it in one way, it was like a domino effect, right? It tipped all the way back to all the different ways that I had heard her say it before. So as coaches, I think it's something that we need to be reminded of. I know it's something that I needed to be reminded of going into this launch. So hopefully that's helpful for you if you're finding yourself like, oh, I don't know, you know, fresh content, like I need to be putting different stuff out there. I don't know what to say. Like, look back at what you've been saying. Look back at what you've been saying and see if there's a slightly different way to say it. See if you just need to say it again, right? See if you need to revisit things, because this is the work. This is the game. This is why we're here. We're here to communicate these messages. And a lot of times I look back and I see things that I've been talking about for years. I'm like, that's still relevant. Like, I need to revisit that. I need to review that and bring that back up, because we get these messages and we get these things that we need to communicate. And sometimes it's not just a one and done thing, right? Sometimes it's not just like some of the biggest mindset lessons I've learned. They're not going to be an 8-minute podcast episode and then I'm never going to talk about it again, right? I want to make sure that it's hitting home. I want to make sure that people are understanding. And so we have to look at these things and say, okay, how can I repurpose them? How can I talk about this again in a different way and get out of our heads about it, right? So much of this is getting out of our own heads and looking at it from the perspective of the people who are following us. So much of it is understanding that we're seeing this tiny sliver. We're seeing our business so close, right? Our nose is right up to it. But then when we pull back, we realize, okay, there's so much else going on, right? There's so much other content being consumed, and we know that, but it's hard to put those two things together, right? So hopefully that's helpful if you're feeling like you need to create some new stuff or you feel like you don't know what to talk about. Go back, keep talking about the same stuff. See what you haven't talked about in a second. See what needs to be re-brought up and keep talking. Keep talking until you're sick of it, because apparently that's when people start listening. I hope you guys are having an awesome day whenever you're listening to this, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for hanging out with me on this episode of Your Intentional Life. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and rating wherever you're listening to this. To learn more about all the ways I can support you in your intentional life, head over to brittanybailey.com.